I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led dozens of bundled-up Democratic lawmakers holding lights in a moment of silence on the steps of the Capitol Thursday night, the final official event marking the anniversary of last year's attack on the Capitol. Pelosi said that American democracy endured and paid tribute to those who defended the Capitol.
We prayerfully walk 1 year since the insurrection and patriotically honor the heroes who defended the Capitol and our democracy that day.
Earlier, President Joe Biden ripped former President Donald Trump for inciting the deadly insurrection. In a forceful speech, Biden said the rioters held a dagger to the throat of America and American democracy. He said Trump keeps spinning a web of rigged election lies because he can't admit he lost the 2020 election.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
For his part, Trump issued a series of statements repeating the false stolen election claims and saying Biden is just trying to cover his own failures as president. Fresh violence erupted in Kazakhstan's main city of Almaty on Thursday as Russia sent in paratroopers to put down an uprising in one of Moscow's closest former Soviet allies. Police in Almaty said they had killed dozens of rioters into the early hours of Thursday morning. Thursday evening saw renewed battles in Almaty's main square, occupied alternately by troops and hundreds of protesters throughout much of the day. The General Secretary of the ex-Soviet alliance, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, told the RIA news agency the overall peacekeeping force would number about 2,500 and could be strengthened if necessary. The United States said it was closely monitoring reports of the deployment and added it had questions about whether the forces were legitimately invited to the country. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday a record 9.5 million cases of COVID-19 were tallied around the world last week, marking a 71% weekly surge that amounted to a tsunami as the new Omicron variant sweeps worldwide. However, the number of recorded deaths declined. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, while Omicron appears to be less severe than previous variants, it should still be taken seriously.
Omicron is hospitalizing people and it's killing people. In fact, the tsunami of cases is so huge and quick that it is overwhelming health systems around the world.
The UN Health Agency, in its weekly report on the pandemic, said the count amounted to more than 9.5 million new cases, with more than 41,000 deaths recorded last week. That's compared to 44,680 the week before. The International Olympic Committee is telling athletes to be prepared to handle the coronavirus at next month's Winter Games in Beijing. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
IOC Executive Director Christoph Dubé says athletes need to follow the virus playbook.
Wearing a mask, using gel, why not self-testing when it's possible? It is really important that those preventive measures are in place.
If an athlete tests positive, he or she would have to return 2 negative tests separated by 24 hours. If they test positive before the game start,
we want to make sure that there is still an option to come to Beijing. Preparation for many years to be spoiled at the very last minute is something we want to avoid at any cost.
Dubé says they are very confident about these games, and the venues look impeccable. I'm Ed Donahue.
Film director Peter Bogdanovich has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles. He was 82. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
You boys can get on out of here. I don't want to have no more to do with you.
Peter Bogdanovich became a big name in Hollywood after the success of the 1971 film The Last Picture Show. He was 32 at the time. It earned 8 Oscar nominations and won 2. He followed that with the comedy What's Up, Doc? And the road trip film Paper Moon. Bogdanovich said in a 2002 AP interview, despite his success, he got newfound fame for playing Elliot on The Sopranos.
People who wouldn't normally recognize me as a film director suddenly recognize me as the guy on The Sopranos. Oh, he's the guy on The Sopranos.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David.